good. What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is. It is Mo Sports TV. I'm with the gang. I'm with Big Ed. I'm with Meech. I'm with Matchy. You already know what time it is. I'm about to tag everybody. Let me get right real quick. And then we're going to get started. We got a big episode. NFL playoff preview. Yes, sir. What's up, John Pena? The Cowboys.
Man. Fuck you.
I hate that dude.
Yeah. All right. We just tagged everybody. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? Yes, sir.
Fall in.
We are here. We are live. Hit the record button right now. We got a big episode. Big episode. NFL playoff preview. Got some NBA power rankings as well. You already know what time it is. It's about to get real lit. It's about to get real active in here. You already know what time it is. So let's get right into it. We got some playoff previews.
That nasty comments off rip.
Countdown
from seven. Why seven? Because those are the number of Super Bowls that Dak is going to win.
Stop sucking. Glazing all on his meat.
Chill.
Glazing all on his shit, man. I want to hear that shit. He's been there seven. He ain't even been to the playoffs seven times. And we ain't saying that bullshit. Nobody want to hear
He talking about the total rings.
Dak's working seven rings.
How long he's been in the fucking.
No, the Cowboys.
How long he been in the league? He should at least have one playoff ring.
Yeah.
At least fucking one.
All right. Let's get into it. We're going to start in chronological.
Whoa, Corey. Pay up, cuz. This is why I love my cousin, man. Because I told him. Yes, everybody. Can I get another clap? Thank you. Everybody. Man's about his word.
Man, fuck you, man.
Sweeper.
Man, fuck you. Good job. But if the Giants play, y'all, the Giants will be back. The Giants will be back. What's good, John?
Get back.
The Giants will be back.
For round three. For our third game, we could bet more than this 20, because this is going in the tanker.
Yeah. Let's go. You already know what time it is. What's good?
Seagulls.
What do you say? Run that back.
All right. Chronological order.
Yep. Let's go.
All right. Chronological order, right?
First game.
Seahawks, Niners.
I'm sorry.
Well, obviously. It's
not a division game, but.
It's a division game. Does at least Seattle cover, though? Like, and what's the keys to the game? Like.
For
the Seahawks to make an upset if they possibly
Geno Smith has to be perfect.
He has to be spot on.
Perfect.
He has to be A+. Yeah.
Where he's getting the ball out quick.
Yes.
If you don't get the ball out quick, they're
going to
lose.
Down to Pete Carroll.
If they're going to actually do something, it's going to be on offense against that defense. And if they can't do anything with that defense, it's going to be a wrap. DK Metcalf can't do nothing and Tyler Lockett, it's not going to be good for the running game either. Yeah. So
I think the running game's a wrap. Like the running game, it's going to come down to that's where our weakness is, our secondary. But like our front seven brings so much pressure half the time. It's like it doesn't really matter. So.
Yeah, and that's the tough part. Kenneth Walker is going to have a good game, too.
Yes,
and on top of that, they're going to have to win the time of possession against the Niners. Because if the Niners just run, if they just run all over with Christian McCaffrey and
Debo's back. He played last week. Elijah Mitchell's back.
So yeah.
It's like,
I just can't see a scenario where the Seahawks win. What is the spread?
9.5
That's a big spread.
They don't cover that.
I don't think they cover it. I think the Niners.
I think we're going to smoke them at least plus 14.5.
I think we're going to either smoke them or.
It's going to have a big game
like the Raiders was when we played the Raiders.
Bro, if y'all start off hot, it's going to be a bad game for us.
It's not going to be good. And the Niners are at home. I mean, I just can't see a predicament.
Really, all how like, it's a playoff. It's really how they come out on offense. Yeah. Really, if they set the tone early, then it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a real good game.
I kind of think it also could be a divisional game at the end of the day too.
I kind of think this is like a good playoff game for Brock Purdy to like get his jitters and shit down.
Yes, for sure.
Give him that confidence that he's going to need to push through the playoffs. So,
I got a little. I've been cooking a play up while we're sitting here talking about spreads. I got Seahawks plus 14.5 and a CMC anytimer. Literally, just don't lose by two touchdowns, and I think McCaffrey scores. That's a kind of
shit. Yeah, you might as well put George Kittle 2 touchdowns. Yeah, you get that constantly last 5 games.
You could probably get solid value.
Kittle's been going crazy.
Kittle's been going nuts.
Debo, maybe. I would say I like a Debo Kittle touchdown. Shit.
For who?
Kittle. Two touchdowns. Plus 900. That's a good play.
That's good value.
Debo's like actually that. Plus 900 too, and I don't see a scenario where they're on an equal playing field there.
Yeah, not
too. 90% rain on Saturday in San Fran.
Ooh.
I mean, we're
I think that's advantage passes. Niners. Yeah. Niners got the good front seven. McCaffrey's just going to run the fuck out of them. He's agile, so he's going to make them fall in the rain. McCaffrey for two. Kittle's still Kittle for two.
Yeah.
It's still good with a close tight end.
I would say Debo. What you saying that about
Debo
the rain,
would be perfect.
Debo.
Debo would be perfect now.
For sure.
Because he'll do a jet sweep in the rain. It's going to be hard to break down and tackle him.
There's just too many scenarios for this game.
Very much. But I got the 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers.
Like, if you saw a game that the Seahawks, like, win in this case, how would that come about?
What would happen?
Brock Purdy throws two picks? Like,
even if he threw two. He threw two picks, like, last week.
Seattle defense would have to show up.
That's what would have to happen. It's just going
to
come down to them showing
Seattle
up.
Seattle defense would have to show up against a Brock Purdy in the rain.
Pete Carroll's going to have to coach.
So let's see what happens, you know?
You're going to have to coach.
It might be a tough game in the rain. Who knows? That's 90% rain. Hey, I like the under. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I like the under now that I know that. But let's go on to the next game. We all got the Niners, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, next game, Chargers-Jags. Now, this is going to be a game.
Yes, I
got the This Jags. Is going to be a game right here.
I got the Jaguars.
Man. A lot of people got the Jags.
I like the Jags. They're on fire right now.
They're hot.
Is the public like on the Jags more than
I feel like the Chargers, though.
You've been on the Chargers since the beginning of the season.
I see something on Twitter.
Chargers are the better team, period. So
a whole bunch of analysts were saying Justin Herbert's like the top quarterback right now in the playoffs. They have him at number one.
Well, that's why do we keep giving it attention, and that's why they're keeping on doing
it. Why the fuck
is they're he doing it because they're getting clicks and people are complaining about it and talking about it, so more people click on the fucking
why
power.
Why is he in first? Over.
He's not first.
I was about to say over Pat Mahomes.
Truthfully, I've been saying it about it the past few weeks, and I know two. I'm a big Herbert guy in the beginning of the season, but I think Joe Burrow has surpassed him at this point. Like,
Joe Burrow is better
I agree.
Than Josh Allen. He's the only person out of all of them that they all compare him to. He's the only person that's been to the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's not a bad take. It's not a bad take.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying this is spicy, though. Very it's spicy. That's a spicy take, though.
He's the only
person
that's proved himself, though.
I respect that. I respect that, Ed. They're going to do numbers, but you're going
to Josh Allen lost a hell of a battle to Pat Mahomes last year. I'm just saying.
That's a fact.
And they're getting Micah Hyde back.
Yeah, that's
for the playoffs. So that defense is going to be back to rocking. I don't know. We can see something from the Bengals, man. They're fired up over the whole situation, and I think they can.
Let's keep on subject, though, with the Patriots.
No. Chargers-Jags. So the keys to the game for Chargers-Jags, right, would be it's going to be Justin Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
I think that's
the
game.
Will throw the ball better?
Well, I think it's for the Chargers. I think it's literally on Brent Staley, like everything. It's going to come down to him making a decision at some point or another. I trust Doug Peterson way more than I trust Brent Staley.
Yeah, so do I.
If it comes down to like him having to make a play or be aggressive or not aggressive, like, I don't know. I don't trust him. Now, with Doug Peterson, it's really he has the plan. It's more, can Trevor Lawrence execute it?
Like, I agree. Trevor Lawrence is more comfortable now.
Nah, he looks like crazy, super bro. Settled.
He's making your Justin Fields take look bad.
Well, yeah, I'll say that. Yeah. But then again, you know, like he has a lot more pieces, and his team is definitely way more like developed for his offense. You know, they got
way better
a
coach
year of a good
yeah,
game,
way better coach.
And yeah, I mean Justin Fields, I definitely think with pieces around him, he could be better.
It's gonna
but,
come
like
down. Yeah, it's gonna come down to Herbert's playing the fourth too.
Yeah,
he plays pretty. He plays good, but then when the game
it's Staley in the fourth, really more than anything. In my opinion,
Herbert's one throwing picks though.
Yeah, I was about to say
a lot of Christian Kirk comments. Let's not forget about Zay Jones has been the wild card for them as of late.
And we're not going to forget about Mike Williams or Keenan Allen or Austin Ekeler. So
you
feel like
ETN is crazy too.
Like, ETN is crazy. Like, sure, cool. They got a great offense. I'm not saying they don't, but the Chargers I feel like is better.
The last maybe two games that Keenan Allen's been actually showing up. I didn't really hear of him too much this season.
He's been turning up over the past like the last three games. He's been snapping. He's been getting like 10 catches a game for like a buck.
If Mike Williams plays, they're taking the Chargers. If not, then they're taking the
good. That's a good take. Absolutely. I agree because that's just like, more firepower, and I feel like he's going to be a barn burner. I like the over in this game, whatever it is.
I get.
Like the Jags defense is good. Yeah.
It's good, but it's not like
they don't have individual superstars. They have like
they play together well.
They play together well. Yeah.
So I mean, all right, you guys got the Jags, and I got the Chargers.
Matt, I don't know. Matt wants to say the Chargers.
I want to say the Chargers
like
too.
The Jags. Like,
but
Jags.
I'm
like,
a,
my
I'm
brain
a,
is like the Chargers are a better team. You know, especially
this is
going
to come
playing.
Down. This is coming down to the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that's why I think it's coming down to Brandon Staley making a bad decision. I really think it's gonna like I don't trust him for.
But I will say this: if one of these teams blow the other team out, the AFC is gonna have a problem. If one of these teams blow the like if the Jags blow the Chargers out, the Chargers blow them out,
it's gonna be scary.
It's gonna be scary. There's gonna be
there might be some upsets in the second round.
It's gonna be upsets in the second round.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'll take the Jags.
Trevor Lawrence 2 TDs. Someone said.
Yeah, I'll take that too.
Yeah, that's a good.
Kyle's got 2 comments in here.
Hey, what up, Kyle?
With Kirk Cousins propaganda, though. Kirk Cousins is going to body the shit out of
the Niners.
And then he says he's gonna win 29-13 over Minnesota next week.
So listen.
Wow, that's spicy,
that.
Kyle.
I was thinking about that because last time we played them in the playoffs, we beat them 24-3. So, and they had Adam Thielen, they had Stephon Diggs. So.
That was Jimmy G.
Vikings not ready for a team like the Niners.
They're
not even ready for the Giants.
That was under
but that I'm not even going to get into that yet. We're going to get into the next game, and then we'll get into the Giants game. And the next game is the Dolphins-Bills. I think we all know the result of this game.
Yes, I don't know. They got Travis Kelce now, so.
What?
No, I did see that picture. Is it Skylar Thompson?
Yeah, right? Thompson
like, he looks
just
literally
like
Travis Kelce.
Oh, really?
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
I got to see that. Skylar Thompson's not it. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's not good.
Yeah.
He's not a good quarterback. I've watched him play. I watched that Jets game, and it was one of the worst NFL games I've ever seen in my life.
That was
so
that shit off.
It was terrible. Like, final score 6-9.
What
it was disgusting.
These guys do?
I thought it was 11.
Tua, like his.
I thought it was 11. God, no. I thought it was 11. No.
No. 6-9.
Thought that last point was a safety. They said.
Probably watched it.
Whatever. Stinky. Regardless. Exactly. It ended like that with a fucking safety. Fucking stinky ass game. Sloppy ass booty shit.
For sure.
And
for sure.
that game is Brock Purdy.
This is a
exposed.
Sick Negro.
That was horrible. Yeah. That should look like a baseball score.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Who?
Kyle?
Kyle, yeah.
I'm not talking.
But yeah, we all I'm guessing we all think that the Bills are going to win here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's the upset this week, I mean, God, I don't know.
I'm saying the Bills by like 14.
Yeah.
I don't know what the spread is, but that's.
It's 13.5, I believe. So
That's the line. Yep. See,
it was 10.5 when they were unsure.
What's that
comment
say?
Now it's 13.5. Ed thinks Purdy is it.
No, I just think Kyle Shanahan's the best coach in football right now.
And everyone else on the team is
great. You don't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything but make a 5-yard pass.
Yeah.
His checkdowns are serious. I ain't even gonna lie. Purdy's gonna fold. Purdy's checkdowns are serious.
Purdy isn't even in a position to fold. Yeah, that's the thing. They don't even
He's actually giving Kittle the ball. I didn't see that the first couple of games.
You gotta respect. He's been throwing darts.
He's been playing with crazy confidence. People gotta understand he was football ready. He stayed in college for 4 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No Stetson Bennett.
All right.
Stop hating on my boy, man.
Yeah, he's about the age.
That nigga old as shit, boy.
Yeah. But come on, man.
Like, he's literally like Alex Moran, like Blue Mountain State type vibes. Like, he's a 4 year old back at college.
What is this, his fifth year?
Yeah.
That was his fifth year? Super senior?
Okay. Hey, man.
All right, let's get into the Giants-Vikings. All right. I think this is going to be the game of the weekend. I think it's going to come down to the end. But I think the Giants are going to be victorious. I'm going to tell you why. The Vikings are missing two linemen.
Oh, they're cooked.
Kayvon Thibodeau is hot right now.
Dexter Lawrence. I mean,
Kirk Cousins don't know what to do when the pressure's on him.
It's prime time, man. Pretty much prime time.
Yeah, 4:30 on a Sunday. It's America's.
It don't matter.
It's prime time. Regardless, it's prime time.
Everyone's going to be watching.
Everybody's going to be. There's only one game on. Okay, so yes,
playoffs are prime time. Let's get that clear.
Yeah. So
and wait a minute. This comment Jefferson's about to doo doo on you.
He didn't do that doo doo on us last
as well, and he wasn't in that game. That
he was not. And guess who was? Wasn't else in the game, and I'm pretty sure they're going to clear him, is Adoree Jackson.
I was about to say Adoree, of course.
I'm confident. I like the +3 regardless.
I like the +3. I like the money line, honestly. I really do. I really think the Giants will come out on top.
It's just it's either they're going to fold or they're not going to fold.
For sure.
I'm talking about the Vikings. I'm
not I know.
Giants play. They're going to play.
It's
like
either Kirk Cousins going to show up. Or he's not.
I just don't want to see TJ Hockenson like tearing us up, bro. The Giants let tight ends tear them apart constantly. I'm so tired.
I think y'all better not just try to focus on Justin Jefferson the entire game. I think you guys better understand that that Kirk Cousins does have pieces, and if those pieces start moving, it might be a long game for you
don't
guys.
Let Dalvin Cook start.
That's what I'm saying. If Dalvin starts wilding, first off, watch the bullshit screens.
We're good. We're good against the run. I'm really not worried about Dalvin Cook. I'm more worried about.
You're not worried about Dalvin.
He's like a Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, he's great. He's a great running back. But I'm more worried about Dalvin. Justin Jefferson than I am about Dalvin absolutely. Cook.
Yeah, but when but listen, soon as you start worrying about that, then here go the play actions, and then it's over for y'all.
We'll see what happens. I think we'll. And honestly, remember the last game? It came down to a 60, what? 3-yarder, and they made it for the game?
Y'all have Kellen Galladay back, right? Galladay back?
I mean, Galladay got his first touchdown. Congrats.
And he only needs 74 more for the Bears.
Maybe that sparks him up.
Listen, if he catches 74 touchdowns and somebody like FanDuel will post somebody with that ticket, fake ticket, somebody put 20 cents on it. I swear their tickets are fake. Giants start winning that game, and it's surprise, surprise, surprise for everyone.
That got to be Jawad.
No, some dude named Larry.
Giants by 6, NFC champ. Listen, I'm not going that far, but I think the Giants, this is a great matchup for the Giants.
Yeah.
I
mean,
This team just reminds me. It's very nostalgic.
Stop.
I was talking to my friend Chris yesterday.
It's very nostalgic.
He was like, all Giants fans want to say that this like brings them back.
It's
but, like,
just
they're
the
not
same exact situation. It's the same shit.
Bro, it's nowhere near that situation.
We'll see.
Listen, if Isaiah
had a better defense.
We'll see.
You had better receivers.
We'll see.
All right, bro.
I think we can beat the Vikings, but we probably lose in the second round. That's my Giants playoff prediction.
Daniel Jones,
realistically,
80 plus rushing yards to beat. Honestly, that's not a bad take because I could see him doing that.
I like that.
They have to all
Daniel Jones has to. It's really up to Daniel Jones.
This game for the Giants
is on Daniel Jones.
No, the playoffs are literally going to be on his back.
Yeah, literally. It has to be Daniel Jones.
Because the ball goes through that guy
because
first.
The Vikings secondary is dog shit. Okay, they got Pat Pete, but he's old as hell and washed. All right. Let me tell you, that defense stinks. And Daniel Jones has to pick him apart like he picked him apart last time they played.
Straight he's going to have to throw more than 20 carries.
Jawad.
That's Jawad. I already know. You already know what we was talking about, Jawad. So, you know, I mean, you guys are up first. So it's not the Cowboys up. You guys got first. So you better not fucking lose because you know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do.
Saquon, you know what I'm going to do. Break. Honestly, if Saquon gets a touchdown, you could book a Giants victory at that point.
I think Saquon's going to have himself a good game. I think he's going to have a great game.
I don't think he is.
What?
I honestly think the Vikings.
One touchdown and y'all going to the fucking Super
but
Bowl?
No, you have to look at the trends when Saquon is like the featured part of our offense. Like,
I think he's going to be the only person really focused.
He is the featured part of y'all offense. What do you mean?
I think they're going to focus on him. They're going to make Danny.
They're gonna make that's Daniel. Fine. They're gonna make
that's fine, though.
Daniel yeah,
that's
throw the ball.
I like that,
and that's why me and Mitch are saying it's Isaiah gonna Hodges be on Daniel.
Yes, it's gonna be on him because y'all gotta throw the ball more than 20 times
to Richie James too to catch the fucking ball.
Yes, but
that's gonna be a key player. I bet he has to fucking step up and catch the fucking ball.
Y'all coaching is gonna come down to it too. Because y'all not going to be...
We got the better coaching staff.
Y'all not going to be 30 with stuff with Saquon. You're not going to be 30. You're going to have to switch that up. You're going to have to be...
Yeah, load him. Load him.
Like I keep telling you, Jawad, you can't be one-dimensional coming into the playoffs like you've been all season. You've been all season.
Load him.
So when
their defense stinks. Load them. I dare them to.
Bro, they're going to play.
Any dime's going to... Pick their ass.
They're gonna see what he does in the pocket first. I guarantee it.
As soon as he starts, bro, it's over.
He laced their ass up last game.
Bro,
last time they played.
We gotta stop the
them
the,
boys ain't
last
it.
Game shit.
Vikings ain't it. I'm telling you.
They're not it. They're the flukiest team in the playoffs. For sure.
Overrated.
The flukiest team in the playoffs for sure. Yeah. For sure. We've been saying it the whole season. How fluky they've been.
I think the Bucks are up there too.
I'm putting the Vikings over the Bucks for being fluky because they was losing crazy shit.
The Bucks are just ass.
They ass.
Like everyone knows what they are. That like they're just not good.
Right.
The Bucks are just ass this year.
Yeah, the Vikings.
But being fluky,
yeah,
the Vikings got it all the way, because they got way more than the Bucks. That's why they're fluky.
All right, let's move on to the next game, Ravens Bengals. I mean, no Lamar Jackson. Let's talk about the Ravens real quick. We got to have a chat about the Ravens.
Turning into a piss poor organization.
Because this is very strange, the things that they're doing. First of all, they signed Roquan Smith.
Extended his contract.
Five years,
100.
Record-breaking deal, yeah.
For what?
Lamar, just go.
Well, I'm not going to say for what.
Just
go, you're in the middle of a quarterback holdout right now. Negotiating with your quarterback that is a former MVP. That is a elite quarterback at that in this
one of
NFL.
The top elites. One of
and
the top
what?
Elites.
And this is what we doing? I know Joe Flacco played y'all. I know he did. I know he got the bag and he stunk it up after. But
nobody ever.
This is Lamar Jackson we're talking about. This guy is a generational talent.
He's gonna look fantastic backing up Daniel Jones. I think that's but honestly,
don't ever
disrespect that. Even if he gets franchise tag, people don't understand. If I'm him, I'm sitting out. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sitting out.
Yes. What? You might as well release me at this point. You done gave a middle linebacker my bread.
Pretty much.
Are you dumb?
Pretty much what
Jackson
they did.
Lamar Jackson isn't an elite quarterback.
Who said that? Now I gotta go to that. Who said
that's
that shit?
Crazy.
Say your name. Say your name. Since you said you gotta say your
Ernest.
Somebody Ernest talking shit though.
Who
now,
said
Ernest
that?
Said, they gonna pull it up.
Who said that?
It's the green gestures. Look, Lamar Jackson is an elite quarterback, and I'm sorry.
MVP?
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Ravens are pulling it off.
I'm sorry, guys.
Stop smoking crack, Ernest.
I still understand that. How's an MVP trash?
Right? Y'all got to make sense when y'all. I know y'all just be talking shit on the chat, but like, at least make sense when you're talking.
Now,
because that just sounds dumb.
dream scenario for the Ravens, right? If they go out and they re-sign Lamar and they get him like DeAndre Hopkins, then everything that we are saying, you know.
All right, so let's talk about that real quick.
They don't want to give him offense, though. They don't want. I'm convinced they don't want to give him offense.
I think they're going to try and tag him, and I don't know if Lamar's going to hold out or not if he gets tagged. I mean, that's $40 million at least, damn.
Well, what if they tag him and then they say to him,
you think you're going
to
walk away from $40 million?
We're going to tag.
That's what we're doing?
I'll play shitty as hell. I don't care about that.
And then what? Then it can't French. You know what I'm saying?
Then don't.
And then you get a shitty long-term contract. That's terrible. Either you play or you don't.
With the franchise tag and you tell him we're going to get DeAndre Hopkins.
They're not getting DeAndre Hopkins because the Ravens don't spend money on wide receivers. Everybody, every Ravens fans always, every time there's a wide receiver available on the block or in free agency, the Ravens are going to get him.
Go and get DeSean Jackson.
They're going to get the guy. They're going to get Lamar's guy. They're not spending money on the fucking wide receivers. They're not doing it. It's not happening. It's just not happening. Sorry, Ravens fans. It's just not happening.
Yeah, y'all back to being
a dude. Doesn't want to keep passing to fucking Mark Andrews. I'm sorry, bro.
They get rid of his best wide receiver in Hollywood.
He wasn't even good.
Right, but at least he was something.
He was looking nuts with Kyler Murray the first few weeks, like the first 5 weeks of the season.
He was doing something.
Crazy.
Yeah, but then
that's not.
He was better off staying.
D-Hop to Chicago. Two comments.
D-Hop to New York Giants. Get the fuck out of here.
I fuck with that.
That'd be a good pick.
D-Hop to the New York Giants.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, y'all need some help.
Absolutely. We'll send them 2/3 in a second.
Might fuck around and get Odell back. That'd be solid.
Resign Odell.
They could have Richie James too. Fuck it.
And draft. Do you know what the Cardinals got DeAndre Hopkins for?
Scraps.
Like 1/3.
Yeah, I know that, but that was
y'all gotta pay people too. Let's not forget that, buddy.
Well, guess what, Saquon, buddy? We got the most cap, the third most cap space in the NFL this offseason, bud. We can spend and still resign.
Giants actually paid Odell and then traded him, so they do pay good wide receivers.
So who? So we got Bengals or Ravens? I got Bengals.
Bengals, obviously.
Got the Bengals for sure.
Bengals spread too, honestly.
Yeah. Bengals gonna bust their ass. Yeah, I can't lie.
Yo, AB playing? That's who playing? Anthony Brown?
Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
The backup quarterback.
Yeah. He's from Neptune, right?
Shout out to him, bro.
Shout out to Neptune. Sure. Shout out. Hey, next week we got Michael Ford on from Towns River North.
Yes, sir.
On Tuesday, Michael Ford, Towns River North. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm gonna announce it in the group soon.
He's nice. Definitely.
Hell yeah.
He was at Oregon too, so shout out to him, yo, for sure.
He was just at Oregon.
What's his name was? I'm talking about Anthony Brown.
Yeah. Okay.
But shout out to him because he's nice.
Dope.
If he do tear it up though,
for sure.
Cool. Wild out, young man.
Yep. Next game. Cowboys Bucks. Mm. I think this is gonna be a really good game, actually.
Bucks. Not saying nothing to y'all, motherfuckers. Get past the first round, so don't get beat by a heartbroken Tom Brady. That's all I'm just going to say.
I heard Tom Brady's got a new model girlfriend, too.
That's good for him.
He
deserves some pussy.
Rock. He's got the Fountain of Youth back. I mean, I don't know.
He deserves some pussy. For sure. That time.
Yeah, his life's been hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off by this. Cowboys are in it.
No.
They suck.
If Dak throw a first quarter pick, you might as well wrap it up. I wish I had the shit from the Chappelle Show. Wrap it up. Wrap this shit smooth up.
Wow, don't drop that shit. Bucks are actually, or Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, he's
7-0 against the Cowboys.
Woo! You might as well wrap it up now on the podcast because
19-16. Well, that's a stinker.
And it's in Tampa. Is anybody hurt on the Bucks?
No. Maybe Vita Vea.
That ain't too bad.
They're like offensive line or defensive line. Like,
what about the Cowboys? Any injuries? I don't think so, right? I don't know, man. It's in Dak's hands. It's all up to Dak. Because I know Brady's going to get at least 21 up, no matter what.
I think Evans has a game, too.
Says Mike Evans is sick.
Okay, so, I mean, everybody, limited practice for the Cowboys was Tyron Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. Oh, no, Vander Esch had full practice.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Everyone's really Logan Ryan limited practice. Kyle Rudolph did not practice. I mean, that's not making a difference. Vita Vea limited practice. Otherwise, they're
That's a game that's up in the air, but I think the Bucks pull it off. I don't have no faith in the Cowboys.
Yeah, I never did.
Ever since the QB draw, I'm like, yeah, these dudes don't.
I think a Mike Evans touchdown is pretty booked.
For sure. Like
Trevon Diggs, he kind of owns
I was about to say on Diggs, for sure.
Wow,
for sure.
That's plus 185.
I take that.
What, Mike Evans?
Mike Evans, any timer. A Mike Evans and Tony Pollard, little two-legger, plus 700.
I like that.
I like it too. I still think the Cowboys can win this game, though.
They can.
I absolutely think they can win this game.
Oh, absolutely. But I still got the Bucks.
I got the Cowboys.
How far? So, if like, how far do we see either of these teams going ultimately? Like, they're not getting past. Neither of these teams are getting past the next round, in my opinion.
Who would they play?
I don't think so. The Niners. Winner plays Niners, unless the Seahawks win.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be seeing them.
And then the Giants-Vikings play the Eagles.
No, if the Seahawks win.
Unless the Seahawks win, then the Seahawks play the Eagles. But I don't see the Seahawks winning.
Me neither.
Dak is going to show you all he is the true GOAT. I almost just threw up reading that comment.
Don't put him and GOAT in the fucking same sentence. He is not a GOAT. 17 picks. How many picks did I think it though? I mean, that brother
15 turnovers. That was as of last week. And I think he threw two.
He did 2-1 game. 17.
Yeah.
He throw a first quarter pick. You might as well just give him the win. Give them the dub.
The Cowboys definitely have the better run game.
Definitely Cowboys.
But pass game, it all comes down to,
Leonard. He's done for.
Trash.
Leonard Fournette.
I think Tony Pollard is good enough to carry the weight of.
For sure. I absolutely agree with you.
Beast. He's a fucking dog. I got the Cowboys. Bucks.
Yeah. Bro said I can't trust my boys, but who has said that?
Team. That hurts. That hurts.
Three y'all Bucks saying, and the Cowboys.
Y'all saying shit like that about your teams?
Yeah, no, I'm going Bucks.
Ooh.
Okay. If Dak is hot, we're not losing that simple. Yeah, and if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. So thank you for that one.
I love the rebuttal, Matt. That was impressive. That's impressive.
That's not a stat.
I don't know. Natural grass, they're slower. Like that's the second time.
Cowboys, that's advanced statistics right there, boys.
Cowboys are trash on natural grass.
Grass. How many natural grass fields are there in the NFL right now? Like
not a lot.
They need to bring grass.
They need to bring it back, though.
Well, they're talking because the World Cup is coming. Their like grass regulations, they require softer fields. So football stadiums want to host these games.
Yeah,
they have no choice but to change from turf,
including MetLife is going to have to go to the grass for that because they're playing the finals.
Yeah, it's going to help injuries a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Broke it down. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that as well. I didn't know.
For sure, bring the grass back for sure.
All right, so that concludes the playoff preview. Let's do a little power ranking of all the playoff teams in the NFL. Prior to the playoffs, so who we think is going to win, who the top dogs are, who have the best odds to win the Super Bowl in our predictions for that. So who wants to start? I'll start.
One seed? We want to go just one seed, eat what we each have.
Who's y'all top team?
Chiefs.
I got Niners.
Ed's got Niners at number one. I got Chiefs at number one.
Come on.
I feel Ed why he said that, though. I'm going to give it. I understand why.
Why? Other than being a fan of the Niners.
Standing on it,
Why? Other than being a Niners fan.
We're hot right now. We've been on a 10-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. We have probably arguably the best coach in football. Anybody else with a third-chain quarterback, they're not doing this.
I agree.
Agreed.
Our defense is number one. We have all the weapons in the world on offense. Agreed. So we're the most balanced team.
Agreed.
I agree with all of this. Yeah. And I have Niners as two. But the one thing that you didn't say anything about is the most important position in the game.
Yeah, QB.
Quarterback.
And we're talking about Patty Mahomes here.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the Chiefs at one. Just off of the strength of that.
Yeah.
Because they have a great team around Patrick Mahomes, too. Okay. Not defense, more deep than the Niners overall team, but
don't have a better defense than us. So. But I respect it. I have Chiefs at number two.
Right. Okay. So
number two for you is Chiefs.
Yeah.
Meech.
49ers.
49ers. See, now this one came down to Bills or Niners for me. But the only reason, so like I think overall it should be the Niners, but I think, and this isn't like making fun of it or anything like that, but I think the DeMar Hamlin situation put the Bills in such like a scripted type of scenario right now. So where, I mean, after those two kickoff return for a touchdowns, first time in what, 18 years that they've had that, like, I don't know. It gave me like Astros World Series vibes after the hurricane. I don't know.
I agree. I completely agree with you with that. I agree with you. That happens in sports a lot. It's a very good story. I can see it happening for sure. I definitely threw some Bills on the Bills to win it all just off of the strength of that. So I like it. I like that idea. But
Saints,
for the sake of no scripts, no, I'm just talking unbiased football here. I'm not going to speculate and I'm not going to do all this extra crazy shit. I'm just going to give y'all straight up football who I think is number three, and that's the Eagles.
I feel like we got, I feel like we have a script too. Brock Purdy's Mr. Irrelevant, the first quarterback ever.
Both your quarterbacks out.
It ain't smacking like Hamlin, though.
Yeah,
bro.
That's not a tragedy.
Sorry.
It's not pulling the heartstrings.
You know.
So who's everybody's number two?
Number two.
So I got the Niners.
Number two?
I have the Niners as well.
Number two is 49ers.
All right, so three. Simo, you said you had the Bills, I believe.
I got the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles at three.
Okay. I got the Eagles at number three.
I got the Eagles at three, too.
Wow, okay. I'm putting the Bills at number three. And I think the difference comes just because... Man, it's actually really close. I don't know. The run game of, like, just the Eagles, I just don't trust at the goal line as much as I do, like, Josh Allen right now.
What?
Nah, you
did you just say?
Bro, like, yeah. Miles Sanders, right? Like, when it comes down to the goal line, they don't give him the ball. That's the problem.
Yes, they do.
Not as much as these other teams utilize their run. Like, I don't know. The combo, I don't know. Bro, it's tough.
I see what you're saying.
Bro, like, you Jalen Hurts either, takes it you're so either get, often, bro.
Yeah.
Or it's
because it's usually on the one.
And, like, that's not discrediting.
It's usually on the one, and you know what they do? They'd be like, all right, Miles, let's give you this. Let's give you first down and see if you can score. And
Miles Sanders will take the ball the whole field, and then he'll just get hawked like at the end zone. I don't know. I feel like it's going to come back to bite him eventually, like the same way we see some of these fumbles or so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the Bills, just right now, they have the experience. Especially on the defensive side, they're getting like a Hyde back, so I like them overall.
All right.
Not mad about it.
All right, so Bills, Eagles. All right, number four team. I've got the Bengals.
I got the Bills.
The Bengals over the Bills?
I have the Bills, bro.
The Bills use three running backs. This is the thing. Like, they use James Cook, they use Isaiah McKenzie, and they use Nyheim Hines. And they all can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Ed, what did you just say about Joe Burrow earlier in the episode?
Joey B?
Oh, he's the only person that's proved himself.
He's better than Josh Allen?
Yeah.
That's what you said, right?
The Bills have a better overall team.
Mm-hmm.
You could still be better than somebody. Just like I just picked the 49ers over the Chiefs.
I think the Bengals are hot, man. I think they got the momentum, and they're the AFC defending champion at the end of the day here.
They barely made the playoffs.
What are they? They're like 12-4, aren't they? What are you talking about? 12-5, I think.
Double R, I know you're not happy about my Eagles take, bro, but I promise they're my number four.
They're 12-4.
Oh.
Like, they're a good team. Like,
nah, I don't think they're better than the Bills, though.
It's tough. I mean, they're going to have to see each other, I feel like, in the next round. The Bills and the Bengals. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be definitely lit, but Joe Burrow's is better.
Yeah.
But I still think the Bills are a better overall team.
Definitely.
Like, where
I think the Bengals are the better team.
Everybody fell off of the Bills being like.
Oh, that's why
I don't feel like that. It's just. These teams are very good too. And
like the comments too. Like everyone's discrediting the Bills like a ton. Like it's like
No, they have a good they have I think they could.
Team and they got the story behind them right now. Like
what's that comment right there? What's the last comment?
I don't know. If you were to compare teams, Eagles and 49ers have the most complete teams.
Absolutely. So do the Bills, I would say.
The Bills are pretty complete.
Definitely.
Well. And
got to put the Bills in
there. There was kind of, no, we can't do that because everybody thought they were shaky for a while.
Who, the Bills?
Yeah.
But now that they're getting Micah Hyde back, like, I trust that team way more with a Pro Bowl safety.
Yeah, that's cool. But he
hasn't
played all season.
So basically, it's Bengals Bills swap for everybody here. I got Bengals, and then y'all got Bills. And then the thing after that would be Bills and Bengals.
Oh, well, I got the Bengals fifth, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Y'all got Bengals fifth. I got Bills fifth.
Yeah. This is where the lineup got shaky for me, though.
Yeah, it definitely got shaky after five.
Yeah, it gets interesting after five for sure. All right, number six. Who do you guys have?
I have Cowboys.
I think I need to switch mine because of what I just heard.
I have the Chargers.
So I'm gonna go with Ed because I'm gonna put the Cowboys there.
You got the Cowboys six?
Yeah.
I don't.
What you got?
I got the Vikings six.
They cried for the playoff rules to change. The Bills are, wow. I mean, the guy died on the field.
Really?
Like,
who said that?
Like, what do you want?
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're a piece of shit for saying that.
That ain't it.
What do you mean? They cried for the playoff rules to change from last year because they wanted the ball back because Patrick Mahomes busted that ass.
Oh, I thought he was
in overtime.
Talking about pushing the games back.
No.
That's crazy.
No, I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Von Miller injury hurts, definitely.
I feel like in the playoffs, it shouldn't end like that, though. And that's just me.
Well, you should be able to get the ball back if somebody scores.
I think you should.
Nah, Patrick Mahomes did their ass up, laced them up. 13 seconds left to tie the game, and then boom.
That's all there,
like, you got to tip your hat.
No. The ball back.
And he won the toss, and he ran right down that motherfucking field and said, get the fuck out my motherfucking shit.
From Pat, I just feel like you should
play defense.
You should be able to get the ball one more time.
Nah, play defense. You're tweaking. If somebody goes straight down the field in overtime, first drive, that should be game no matter what.
It was game.
If it's a field goal, and that's the rules. If it's a field goal, okay. Now you should get a chance to get a touchdown and beat them or tie them at least. But touchdown, somebody just go straight down first possession with the ball in OT, dub it. That should be it.
Yeah,
in my opinion. But I feel the Bills, like, damn. It was a very back and forth game, and they didn't have a chance.
Game.
Sucks, but Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Period. And he finished that. Not a lot of quarterbacks can do what he did in that game. Period. Nobody can do what he did.
Oh yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback can do what he did in that situation.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT at like 20 second comebacks for sure.
All right, so our sixth slot.
I got the Vikings.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys.
Why do you have the Vikings?
Because they have the best record out of the rest of them.
You think the Vikings are a better team than Chargers?
And then they have an electric offense.
You have the Chargers at six?
Yeah.
You're too fanned out, bro. I'm sorry. You're too fit. You have the Chargers at six.
Explain yourself.
You got to explain that to me, bro.
Oh, Justin Herbert. I mean, that says, like, they just got Joey Bosa back. Like, come on. That's a big.
You got J.C. Jackson back, too.
J.C. Jackson has been getting cooked the past, like, week and a half.
Yeah, I know.
But they still have Austin Ekeler, obviously. If you get Mike Williams back, that makes a big difference. And I think
you got to realize that Mike Williams still is hurt, though. Like, you still got to take that into consideration.
Like, the Cowboys are that much.
No, the Cowboys aren't.
Bro got carted off the field. Like,
it's crazy, though, because I have my power rankings, but I do think, like, certain teams are better than certain teams that I got ranked.
I got to put them above them, too.
I've seen the Cowboys beat the shit out of the Vikings this season, but I still think the Vikings are a better team.
Yeah. My sixth is the Cowboys.
And who is?
My seventh is the Vikings.
My seventh is the fucking Vikings.
My seventh is the Giants.
Yeah, that's why I got. I have the Giants.
I put the Chargers before the Giants.
And then I have the Chargers after the Giants. I have the Cowboys.
Got the Vikings.
I got the Vikings seventh.
I got the Giants. You got the Giants too, right?
We got the Giants seventh.
Seventh.
I got the Vikings. Two Giants. Yeah. Seventh. Okay.
Eighth.
Chargers.
I got Chargers.
Number eight, I got the Cowboys.
I got the Vikings.
Nine, I got the Cowboys.
I got the Giants for nine.
All right.
Yeah, I got Giants.
All right. I had the Dolphins before y'all, so.
Nah, that we would have been arguing. We would have started arguing. That would have been an argument.
And I switched. Yes, exactly. So I switched it. So
I got the Jags.
When? Where?
The Jags, what, 10th?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I have them 10th as well. Do you have a 10th?
I'm gonna do that too. I'm gonna flip that.
All right, 11. I have.
Bucks are close to me.
Yeah, I got the Bucks after the Jags.
Yeah,
yeah, me too. They gotta be 13th then. Yeah.
I don't believe in the Chargers, bro. Like, I've been saying this since the beginning of the season. I don't believe in them at all.
Yeah, I mean, true. Can't hate.
What do you have, the Chargers?
I have the Chargers. 11? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
11. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm 11.
Damn.
Fuck them. They haven't done it.
All right. After 12. I have the Bucks.
I have the Bucks.
Yeah, me too.
Then I have the Seahawks. What do you have for 13?
I have Seahawks.
I put the Dolphin.
Okay.
Yeah,
13, I like the Seahawks over the Dolphins.
Yeah, I should have put Dolphins dead last.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I forgot about the quarterback situation. That's what really messed me up. So if I really would have, if I would have knew that, Dolphins, yeah, for sure, both mids,
both middies, no matter what. And I don't know if I'm missing a team or not. I don't know what the last team is for me. But
the Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens. Right. All right. That's the NFL playoff preview. Playoff preview. We got the NBA power rankings, top 10 power rankings. But first, I want to talk about something that I saw on TikTok. This kid on TikTok was talking about how the NBA should expand 4 more teams because the NBA is too stacked.
Absolutely.
And players are going crazy for 50 points a game every fucking other day. And they're scoring ridiculous amounts of numbers, and that's because the teams are too good. And when the ABA joined the NBA in the 80s, they were averaging 111 points a game, or 117, one of the two. I forget. And, they decided to expand it with another, like, 4 or 5 teams, and it regulated. So I feel like the NBA should put a team in Vegas, put a team in Seattle, put a team in Pittsburgh.
So people are mad that these games, that there's talent?
No.
So what is this?
There should be more teams. It would be lit. It would be just be that more lit. And
I don't understand. So people are mad that these games are high scoring because the best players are smoking other best players?
No, I think they're not mad about it. I just think they should have more teams.
But what was the argument on the TikTok, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because, the games, there's a lot of talent. There's every
talent. It's oversaturated with points, numbers.
Starters are on the bench. You know what I'm saying? Bench players, like, there's good-ass G Leaguers. There's good-ass, like, all these other talent. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck out the G League if you're that good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everything's like,
because you're not to their standard in the NBA. They got to make more teams. That's what you're saying.
No, they should make more teams because they're going to make more money, and it would be more lit.
They're making money right now. They're making crazy bread right now.
Yeah, well, guess what? 3 more teams get you three more motherfucking franchises.
Where else? Well, you'd have to add
Vegas, Seattle, Pittsburgh.
Jersey.
Maybe. I would just move Brooklyn back to Jersey at that point because them boys stink. But, their attendance at least.
So but those 4 teams are going to be trash,
probably for a few years.
But that's how all expansion teams are.
What was it like the Seattle Kraken? Like they just
they did it with Vegas. Song. They added like 2 teams within the last like 2 or 3 years. I mean, 4 years. I like 3 more teams. That should be lit. I think it just make the NBA more fun. In my opinion, more teams.
All I heard out of that conversation is
more money, and that's what the fuck they really care about.
Yeah, more money. All right? Cool. So, but
yeah,
how the league's not oversaturated, because
I think so.
Dudes,
I think the NBA talent is just getting better and better and better.
I don't know.
You're the G League for a reason.
Yeah, like I think about it, like you look at all the way on the end of everyone's bench, like the Knicks have, well, Archer Diacono sitting there. Like, bro doesn't need to be on the team.
Who what is he gonna do?
He's in the NBA. Bro ain't in the NBA like that. Like, I hate to
Okay, we're not talking, like, all right, cool, but
you know,
like,
but that's, those are the guys that
money aspect, yeah.
Picked.
Yeah.
Those are the guys, because you'd be able to protect your
it would level out eventually. It would level out eventually.
I think you get to protect. Something like that.
I don't think that shit's it. Four, no.
I'm saying three or four. One of the two.
Get better at basketball.
Exactly. They are better at basketball, and that's the point.
They're obviously not. If you're in a G League, you're not up to par.
Bro, you took that one G League line, and that's the whole... No, bro. I'm talking about the best fucking players are better than the best fucking players.
How are the best...
The best players are better. The best players now are better than the best players back then. You feel me?
The game adapted.
The game gets better and better, and the talent is getting deeper and deeper in the league.
It's not getting deeper and deeper in the league. Yes, that's why it's a G League.
Bro, it's getting deep. I'm saying bench players. There's a lot of bench players that could be starters in today's game.
I will say this.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
and you're taking it to the G League. I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about bench players in the NBA right now.
Bench players are crazy like that. Name some right now.
Bro.
Can you make it? Wait, all
right. That can go start another team. Name the bench players right now. That can go
Let's look at all the six-man candidates.
Yeah, six-man.
Let's look at all the six-man candidates.
I mean... I don't know.
Get cooked.
Can you create
best
a
players are they own team? They're best players for a reason, Corey.
See, they're gonna say
and the
Russell.
Thing is, like, you can't even look at six man because those guys, I think, looking like thinking about it, I think
Jordan Poole.
I was gonna say Jordan Poole. Yeah, there's that.
Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, there's a bunch, man. There's hella bench players.
Would definitely protect Poole.
Yeah, Brogdon, Norman Powell. Fucking Benedict Mathurin, Bobby Portis, Malik Monk.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
Bogdan
cool.
Bogdanovich, Beasley.
All those dudes, you put them on their own.
Bones team. Highland, Quickly, Grimes. No, not Grimes anymore.
You put all those dudes on their own team, right? They're getting fucking cooked.
Okay, for a couple years. And guess what? They get first round top lottery picks every year until they're good, nigga. That's how it works.
All I got is you're on the bench because you're not up to par. That's it.
No, I'm saying there's too many good players on the bench, bro.
Bro.
And that's what he's saying.
Brogdon was a starter on the Pacers.
There's a very slim, like, very few of those players that you're talking about, though, Corey, that are actually good off the bench.
Bro, I'm not saying it's going to be a team. They're going to be ass. It's expansion teams. All expansion teams are garbage.
Understandable.
They're all garbage. Look at the Texans when the Texans came in. They were ass.
I don't like the reasoning, though. Like, I don't like the reason you're saying.
The NBA is deep, and it would even out eventually, bro. It would even out after 3-4 years, yes.
Or you just get better. No matter what you say.
You're just not getting what I'm saying.
No, you're saying that the NBA...
This argument is not even that deep.
All right, well...
All right, top 10 power rankings in the NBA. What are we thinking right now? Number one. Who do you guys have at number one? I think this one's kind of undisputed.
Celtics.
Bucks. Sorry, no. Celtics, yeah.
Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics are number one. They're on cruise control right now. It's kind of nasty.
They could do that tonight.
But. All right. For a little bit.
I got the Celtics. The Bucks need Middleton back, period.
Yeah.
I got Bucks at two,
yeah,
but.
Bucks too, for sure. You go. What you got, the Suns?
No.
Are we taking these teams fully healthy? Because like Kevin Durant just got hurt, and the Nets are my number two.
He's out for like 4 weeks or so.
That's what I'm saying. So like, if we're taking that into account,
that's a big difference. Because, I mean, yeah.
So what are we doing?
I got fully healthy. Fuck it. Fully healthy. All
right.
I still got the Bucks at two. Celtics at one. Fully healthy.
Oh no!
Yeah,
I think
Bucks at two.
Nets at two.
I'll put the Nets three.
If we're taking.
I got the Nets four fully healthy. I got the Nuggets three.
Over Luka?
Mavs ain't what? Yeah, Mavs ain't even top 10.
I got Mavs in my top 10. I do have Mavs in my top 10, but not even close to that.
No. My number, what was it? Two is Celtics, Bucks. I'm going number three is the Nets for me.
I got the Bucks for three.
Okay. I got the Nuggets.
I said the Nets three.
All right.
So fully healthy, right?
Fully healthy.
Yeah, I take the Nets three.
I got I got the Nets four. Who do y'all got?
Pelicans four.
Who?
The Pelicans four.
Can Zion
and that's
stay
with the, and that's like with talk. And that's without. If we're just talking about, we start from the beginning of the season to now healthy, and B.I. wasn't playing, they were still doing what they're doing with Zion. So,
not fully healthy. The Pelicans are very tough. Very tough.
Like
fully
healthy. I'm
saying they were doing that without B.I. though.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Pelicans.
I'm taking the Grizzlies.
Nah, until they beat the Warriors.
Was that five or four? Even, five? Yeah.
I have five. I got Grizzlies as well.
I have the Nuggets.
Yeah, Nuggets.
Damn.
I got the Cavs at six.
Uh-huh. I have the Cavs at six as well.
I have the Cavs at six, yeah.
Okay. Meech?
I'm making it up as I go. I like Memphis.
Okay. That's fair.
Memphis is like bottom of the barrel to me.
I got the Pelicans at seven.
I also have the Pelicans at seven.
I'm trying to see. Pelicans at
I'm
seven.
Go with, Denver. I'm going
surprisingly, I have the Knicks at seven.
Real.
It's not bad.
I have the Knicks at seven. Yeah.
Bro, Knicks been playing crazy.
They've been playing
basketball.
Crazy.
Denver.
Jalen Brunson's about to be an all-star. It's tears in my eyes.
They have Derrick Rose above him in all-star voting, by the way.
I know, but that's
just... But that's just player. That's just fans.
Stupid shit. Pisses me off. Makes no sense. I have the Sixers at eight or seven.
Sixers, yes, me as well. Sixers at seven. Then
I mean eight. Eight. I mean
eight.
Sixers, I got the Sixers at eight.
I have the Pels at
eight. I'll take them eight too, Gore.
Yeah.
I have the Grizzlies.
You got the Grizzlies?
Damn.
That's deep down there.
Yeah.
Bro, ever since John Morant started doing all that talking, and the next game he lost to the Warriors, I said, yeah, until he beats the Warriors, I don't respect him at all.
Nah, I never respect y'all. Fuck that kid.
Number nine, I have the Knicks.
I have the number Knicks nine? Nine.
I take Knicks nine, too. He's solid.
I love the depth of the Knicks. That's really what gets me so excited for them this season.
I guess I would go nine, Sixers.
And I got the Mavs at 10.
I got the Sixers at 10. Or not the Sixers, I'm sorry.
Mavs
the Kings 10. At 10.
I got to put them somewhere.
Kings?
The Kings right now at 10. Kings have been playing crazy good basketball, bro. I can't even
That's my last pick, too. No.
It's the thing about the Mavs is just like, it's just
no,
Luka.
I don't have the Kings. I forgot. I put the Jazz. I have the Jazz
that's fair
at 10.
Too.
It's a good one.
They've been
Pacers
pretty tough.
Pacers are probably like in the 12 to 15 range.
Yeah,
they're like, they can even be in the 9 to like 12 range, in my opinion.
Oh, the Pacers?
Yeah.
I love the downfall.
They've been
the
playing well.
Hawks lately. That's really what's been exciting.
Oh, Trey leaving. Trey going to leave it.
Now, would you like to see him in a Knicks uniform, Steven?
No.
Who?
Trey Young, if he was up for grabs.
I don't know. That boy should
Why?
Ball too much.
Just because
he's gonna play the two,
would be a narrative, yeah.
Too short.
He won't play the two.
He's too short.
I mean, it'd be just a dual guard backcourt of him. Yeah. And
he's too small to play the two.
I don't know about that. I don't think that would work well, honestly. Yeah, it would give up all of our defense. It would give up.
It's just
not a good fit in my point. It's just not a good fit. We the Knicks need a superstar forward, a three. If the Knicks can get a superstar three, move RJ up to the two.
If the Knicks had 2012 Carmelo Anthony on this team, they'd be contenders. It would be insane.
We need a fucking somebody of that nature.
Yeah, of that
like a Tatum or like a fucking
get me like
Jaylen Brown even. The Knicks would be crazy.
Yeah, they had a Jaylen Brown type.
If we had a number just a three, a small forward that could fucking just do it all. The Knicks would be Very good.
And I got to give a public apology to Julius Randle for the first few weeks of slander.
All-star Julius Randle.
I'm not, yo, listen, I'm not apologizing for that. He was playing like dog shit last year.
He was playing really bad.
I don't care. Good, he got his head out of his ass. Keep playing like this.
Yeah, he's got to
keep it up. Don't slack.
Yeah.
He don't get no fucking pass because he started playing good. Nah, I don't care.
Yeah.
His play was horrible last year.
It was really bad.
For sure.
I don't know. I like Randle this year. He's been playing very well. He's been a lot more team friendly. He's been more into the games. There's no like crybaby bullshit from him this year.
He's not being like a diva.
He's not being a diva at all. He's just putting his head down. He's playing fucking ball.
I think he understands he's not a superstar. I think that one year when he got the bag really fucked with his mental.
Well, the real difference for the Knicks, obviously, is Jalen Brunson here. Like, he's just been playing fucking ball. What did he have last night? Like, 34?
I apologize about that, the Jalen Brunson slander. Yeah, I apologize.
That was crazy. And, like, we really had to defend Jalen Brunson to the fucking T all offseason.
Well, I thought he'd be good.
I expected from Jalen Brunson. What? You know how I was rocking about Jalen Brunson all offseason, bro. Like this, I told you this is what he was going to do.
So you expected him to have 40 nights?
Huh? Yes. He was doing it in the – bro, did you see how he was fucking Donovan Mitchell up in the playoffs?
Bro,
he was playing up 40-something on Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs. Facts.
I don't know.
Nigga was a dog.
I mean, he is a dog. He's insane. He's incredible, and I appreciate him.
Boy, he makes a difference because he controls the pace of the game. He closes. He just does everything that the Knicks needed.
Can we admit Tibbs needs to get the fuck out of here? I'm so sad.
He'll never win a championship.
He needs to leave, bro. I'm so sad we don't play Cam Reddish. Like, I don't understand this.
Honestly, bro, I thought the same thing.
There's no way he could play right now.
Grimes is so much better than him. It's actually kind of.
Quentin Grimes takes a shit on Cam Reddish.
Nah, bro.
Especially defensively. Like, Cam has this wingspan. He just doesn't use it. Quentin Grimes comes in and is instant clamps every time. It's crazy.
The difference has been when they bench Fournier and Reddish and Rose for Grimes, McBride, and Quickly. And that has been the difference because these guys play defense. These guys are tough. These guys can shoot, and they have higher IQ, and they got a high motor. And that's been the difference, and that's why the Knicks have been on the run they've been on ever since they did it.
The Lakers still suck, too. So.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Just want to remind you.
That's a great.
Fuck y'all.
That's a great exit right there. The Lakers are still ass. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
If we did a bottom five power rankings, I'm sure they'd be in there. But
for sure. I'd be bottom five right now. Lakers, Hornets.
Hornets might be the worst team.
Pistons.
I'm going to see them on Saturday. Celtics are about to fuck them up, boy. Oh, my God.
You're going like with Dev, so.
They might bench all the. Bad luck, Dev. They might not play. Tatum and Brown might not play because this team is so bad.
LaMelo's going to sit out.
Who else are fucking terrible teams? The Rockets, I guess, maybe.
I still think the Rockets are fun, though.
They're fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah, they're 112 games.
I don't know. Pistons stink. That's for
Especially
sure.
Especially with no Cade, yeah.
Pistons fucking suck.
Wow, they got the Magic on there. It's being trash.
Magic got the second worst record in the league right now. And, like, motherfuckers be glazing Bobo, all right? This motherfucker only scores maybe 11 points a game and try to disrespect. Motherfuckers try to disrespect Bobo. I mean, try to disrespect Victor Wembanyama about Bobo. And Bobo maybe gets fucking 13 points a game. Y'all get one little fucking highlight of Bobo going coast to coast and motherfuckers start glazing crazy for Bobo. Fuck out of here. He's not even close to Victor Wembanyama. Get the fuck out of there with these fucking comparisons.
It's going to be like a Chet situation.
It's stupid. It's fucking dumb.
It's going to be like a Chet situation. He's going to cover the league. He's going to play two games. He's going to get hurt. Because he's frail.
We'll see. We'll see.
He's going to come in the league and average 13 points, too.
The Thunder stink, too. Thunder, Pistons, Magic, Rockets.
But they all have bright futures, though. Magic, I feel like.
And Pacers.
You said the Pacers?
No, these are the worst records, I think. No, Rockets, Magic, Pistons, Thunder, Pacers. Yeah.
Trailblazers and trash.
They fell off so hard.
Dude. Oh wait, I'm looking at the wrong year. I'm looking at the wrong year.
Like, yo, what?
Trailblazers did fall off. They're under 500 now.
He's looking at the wrong.
Okay. Rockets, Hornets, Pistons, Spurs, Magic.
Yeah, Spurs.
Then Wizards, Thunder, and them boys stink too.
Wizards could be so good.
Wizards fucking suck.
They could be so good.
Though. Wizards suck.
They could actually be.
They have a solid big three. Like,
no, they don't.
KP's been playing crazy.
No, he hasn't. Neither 18 and 20. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They got the sixth worst record. I mean, I don't know, man.
Where are my Lakers at on that list?
They are at the bottom.
Probably like 10.
Lakers.
I'll be like 10, right?
I can't even find the Lakers right now. I'm so fried. The Lakers are after the Bulls, 19 and 22. You guys are pretty close to 500, though. So it's not like you guys are terrible. Like,
what's the Timberwolves doing? I feel like they're trash right now.
20 and 22, right after the Blazers.
They're mid.
They might have to
win. There's a lot of mid. Like, this is a very even season, I feel like, in the NBA. There's a lot of
500. We'll see after that second half.
Yep, that's when the season begins, because look at all these teams that are within 5 games of 500. From the Wizards all the way up are at least 5 games from 500. Anybody can turn it around. There's hell, like, from the Timberwolves up is 1 game away from 500. Like, and then the Knicks are, you know, 23 and 19. We're only 4 games above 500. You know what I'm saying?
So the Thunder still have a shit ton of picks.
Technically, by that's crazy.
So, all right, I think that's going to wrap it up. It was a good episode. It was a good episode, fellas. 234 comments. Shout out to everybody who showed up and supported. We'll be back on Tuesday with Micah Ford of Times River North, New Jersey Player of the Year. It's going to be dope. And we got actually another special guest in next week. I'll announce him next week. He's pretty big. He's big time. So we'll see what happens. I'll holla at y'all. Mo Sports TV. Yes, sir.